The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yochanan Metzger, Mechaber Sefer Eruvei Ha'ir V'Hashchuna, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
For halachic wills and estates, or other inyana yerusha, please call the center at 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Erevin Daf Tezvav. The mission of Tezvav Mid Beis, Sheyara Shechonza Bebeka, a caravan of travelers that rested in the valley, Knvikifua Kli Behema, and they wanted to carry where they were resting for Shabbos. They surrounded the Rishos, where they were resting, the area where they were resting with Kli Behema, the Kalim, the Behema, saddles, and the like. Metatlim Besaycha, and were able to carry within the Mechitzis. Uvachi Hegeda Gavaya Sar Tvachim, as long as the Mechitzis 10 Tvachim high. That the breaches in the mechitza should not be larger than the binyan and the aimed, the part of the mechitza that's standing. Kmevur in the Mishnah, that in order to carry in the rishus that they're resting, you do not need to be fully enclosed on all four sides. As long as you have more aimed than parrots, and l'fi l'maskana sa'gemara, even parrots ka'aimed, even if there's exact amount of mechitzas that are standing as breaches, one would be able to metalpon on that rishus. However, if it's more pirtzes than aimed, there are more breaches than the aimed of the mechitza, one would not be able to be metaltol, even keneged the aimed, even if he's standing within the confines of the part of the mechitza that's standing. The invocation of the Gemara is that this is the raisa de galocha. Like the lashon of the Gemara, hacha agmir yachmano lemaisha. Like the Gemara brings down, Rav Papa says, hacha agmir yachmano lemaisha leitibrit zuba that parts kaimed is mutter. And even Rav Unber Dev Yeshua says, hachi agmir yachmano lemaisha gedai ruba. But the lashon of the Gemara implies that it's halacha lemaisha misinai, that in order for the mechitzas to be kosher in matatilto, you need to have either parts kaimed or aimen ruba la parts. However, there is a sheet of the Ravid, that the Ravid holds that the halacha, they want to have ayman rubal parts or parts kaimed, is only me the rabbanon. Based on the mission of Yizayan Amid Beis, where the mission discusses the case of Isan Pasan Libirayas, that one were traveling on the road and there was a well of water. The Mishnah says that one can make pasin around the well to make him to Rishus Ayachit, then make arba dumadin near in Kishmaina, like L-shaped pasin, that in each corner there'll be an am of an aimate. And do that on all four sides. And that's Mavur and Digimara. And Avchava Min Aleph, Hazayrik Levin Pasi Birayis Chayah, that it's a Rishus Yachid Min HaTayra. So the Ravid, based on this, it says, that Vais says from over here, that even Min HaTayra, even if there's more Pirtzes than I made, it still is a Rishus Yachid. Now, Midi Rabbanan, you need to have Aymin Rubala, parts of parts Ka'i made. The truth is that Taisus and all the Rishonim already asked the questions of Yizayin and Mitzvahs. And Taisus says that this that we find the Hetzer for Pasi Birayis, that's only because over there there's an Amma on every side, and therefore we see it as four Mechitzas. It's more Nikra as four Mechitzas, and all corners it's enclosed, even though there's a big breach in between. So therefore it's the Shem Dal Mechitzas. That's the Taisus and Daf Yizayin Amid Beis says, as long as an Amma Mikan V'Amma Mikan, everything in between is considered a Pesach. Mashen, if you don't have an Amma Mikan V'Amma Mikan, then Menatera needs to have an Aymin Merubah Al Aparts. Abakalponim Fi Rav Rishayinim, in order to be Matzah Tilt, I need to have an Aymin Merubah Al Aparts, or Lahalacha Aparts Kaimin also suffices. Now regarding counting, how do we consider the aimed versus the parts? Do we can go through every wall? Do we look at every wall to make sure that every individual wall has more of an aimed over more than parts? Or do we look at an entire hekev, the entire enclosement, to make sure that all the aimedim altogether add up to more than the parts? In Rashi, the Ramaskal parts kaimed, Rashi says parts kaimed kol a hekev kulei alseikei. The implication of Rashi, and so it is in Rabbeinu Yonasan as well on the Amid, is that the Dalacha Paretz Kaimed does not rechem, we don't consider Gobas through every individual wall. Rather, we look at the entire enclosement and we just see if on the entire enclosure there's more Mechitza Aimed than Paretz, then we would be able to metaltal inside the Rishos. However, the Magen Mishnah and the Rambam understands the sheet of the Rambam and Hilchos Sukkah, Perek Dalet Halacha Yud Beis, and similarly Rabbi Yeruchim, which is brought down the Beis Yisim, is the Mitzvah Shlamit. And they say very clearly that Halacha of Ayim Rubal Aparts, you can go through every individual wall. We look at every wall individually, I know if you have one wall that's 90% Aymed and another wall that's 40% Aymed, so then according to Rabbi Yeruchim and according to the Magmishim Das Rambam, we would not add up the walls together. Rather, we'd say since that wall is only 40% Aymed, it's kilu, there's no wall on that side, and one would not be able to be metaltil. Mashengen, according to Rashi and Rabbi Yenison, the implication is that we add up all the four walls together, and since Sacha Kerl is more Aymed than Faretz, one would be able to metaltil in that enclosure. Malacha, there's a machlokes between the Mishneh Berurah and the Mishin Samach Beis and Sivkat Memei. He writes clearly that we go bust through every individual side. We look at every individual side, that every individual side needs to be Ayman Rubal apart. That seems to be the opinion of the Chazon Ish and our Chaim Sim Samaches, Sivkat and Aleph, Sivkat and Gimel, that we go bust through every individual side. With Aruch HaShulchan in Simishin Samach Beis and Sivkan Chav Gimel, he says very clearly that we look at the entire enclosure to see is there more Aymed or more parts, which seems like the Makar of him is in the Sheet of Rashi over here on Adibre Maschel Parts Kaimit. It could be that the machlaikas between the Rishayim and Lalacha the Mishneh Berurah and the Aruch HaShulchan says, what's the purpose of Mechitza being Gaider Rishus Ayachid? Is the purpose in order to enclose the Rishus or to separate the Rishus from the Rishus Rabim outside the wall? Could be that Rashi and Rabbi Yehudah understood that the purpose of the enclosure of Rishus Yachid is that to enclose the Rishus, the person inside should feel enclosed. Therefore, it's possible that we look at the entire area surrounding the enclosure to see is there more Aymed or more parts. To consider the area enclosed, we look on the overall picture. However, the other Rishayin and Magi Mishnah and Rabbi Yeruchim and the Mishneh Berurah, they understand that the purpose of the Mechitza is to separate between Rishus Yachin and Rishus Rabim. And therefore, on every side I have to see, am I separated from the Rishus Rabim and the other side of the Mechitza or not? Therefore, they hold we go bust through every individual aside. The Gemara in Daf Yud Amid Beis discusses a shayla if one has an Aymed Merubah Laparetz Mishtei Ruchais. Meaning, let's say one were to have an Aymed of 4 Amis, followed by a breach of 7 Amis, followed by an Aymed of 4 Amis. That if the one Aymed next to the Paretz, the Paretz is more than the Aymed, but if we add on the Aymed from both sides of the Paretz, of the breach, it would be Aymed Merubah Laparetz. Tomorrow has a discussion, and having a maskana, Daf Yud Amid Beis, if Aymed Merubah Laparetz Mishnei Tzadim is an Aymed or not. Malacha Taisis and Daf Tezayin Amid Beis and the Ritva over there, they said that when the Gemara's maskana of Aymed Merubah Laparetz Mishnei Tzadim is an Aymed, that is the halacha. However, the Rashman around write that it's only a dichoy, and maskana halacha lemaisa, Aymed Merubah Laparetz is not an Aymed. Mishnei Tzadim is not Aymed. You need to have the Aymed next to the Peretz and next to the breach, that the Aymed itself should be larger than the Peretz. As far as Allah is concerned, the Magen Avraham brings down from the Azurah that it depends that if the Aymed is an Aymed Gomer, the Hainu that there's no small breaches in that Aymed of 4 Amis, in the case that we just gave, then we would say Aymed Rubal Parts Mishnei Tzadim Havi Aymed. But if let's say that 4 Amis is only considered a wall of 4 Amis a day lover, there's the small breaches, then we would not apply the klal of Aymed Rubal Parts Mishnei Tzadim. The Mishneh Berurah has another chiddush in Siman Shin Samach Beis Sivkatan Memhei. The Mishneh Berurah says that it's possible for one to have a wall that's mostly breached, but yet would be able to be mounted that wall with Aymed Merubah Laparetz. How is it so? The Mishneh Berurah says, if let's say we have a wall that's 15 amas wide long, and the wall at the edge of the wall there's an Aymed of an amah, and next to that there's a breach of an amah, and right next to that there's an aymed of 2 amas. So now if we would go very slowly, we would have that breach filled in via the aymed of 2 amas, because we have an aymed rubal apart within those 4 amas. And then you would have a pirtz of the 7 amas next to it. And next to that pirtz of 7 amas, you're going to have an aymed of 2 amas, followed by a pirtz of an amah, followed by an aymed of an amah, that if you start from the two edges, we'll be able to close up the two sides with an aymed merubah, with the aymed merubah parts, as if there's an aymed of 4 amas on both sides. And then we will be able to say that aymed merubah parts, mishnei tzadim, we have 4 on each side, could be mevatel the pirtz of 7 amas in between. And even if you don't hold aymed merubah parts, mishnei tzadim would work. But nonetheless, we would have the same chiddush of the Mishneh Berurah. If one were to have an aymed, let's say, of 3 amas, followed by a pirtz of 1 amah, followed by an aymed of an oimid of 3 amas, followed by a pirtza of 6 amas, according to the Mishnah Berurah, we would go slowly from one side and say the oimid of 3 is mevatel the pirtza next to it of 1 ama, and kilu of an oimid of 4 plus 3 more, an oimid of 7, and 7, an oimid of 7 is mevatel the pirtza next to it of 6 amas. That's the Mishnah Berurah's chiddush that we could have, even though if we add them up, we would not have a oimid rubal aparts, we add up the pirtzas, but by going slowly, every oimid being mevatel the parts next to it, we'd be able to have an oimid rubal aparts. This Mishnah Berurah has 2 chiddushim to it. The chiddush number 1 is that when we say oimid rubal aparts, the mechitzah is kosher, the oimid is mevatel the parts, and we consider them the parts that breach as if it's an oimid, to an extent that we can now use it to be mevatel a pirtza next to it. That's chiddush number 1 of the Mishnah Berurah. And the chiddush number 2 of the Mishnah Berurah is that we do not go busser the entire wall. We're able to go slowly across the wall. And since the beginning of the wall, the oimid was larger than the pirtza next to it, we're able to be matter that pirtza and consider it as an oimid. In the first chiddush of the Mishnah Berurah, that when you have an oimid larger than the parts next to it, than pirtza next to it, we're able to view as if the pirtza is closed up, but that's the mavur and Rashi in the Fiyur Amid Beis. Rashi writes that the amma that's mutum mitzad oimid rubal aparts considered kistum as a lashon of Rashi. That's the pinah Rabbeinu Peretz, the Fiyur Amid Beis, and the Stipler and Simon Hay use it to answer the Shita Rabbeinu Yonason. However, regarding the second chiddush of the Mishnah Berurah, that we're able to go slowly across the wall, and we don't look at the entire wall in one shot, that the Chazanish, and Simen Samechesiv Kondal, he argues, he says that we have to look at the entire wall at one shot, we have to see that the entire wall should be aimed more than parts. However, if the entire wall has more pirtzes, more breaches than aimed, even though if we would go slowly, we would be able to be sizing the pirtzes potentially with aimed rubal parts. However, we have to look at the entire wall. That's the opinion of the Chazanish. And in the Chazanish as well, it's a word that he also disagrees with the Mishnah Berurah's Chiddush, that an Eimid Merubah al-Paretz is Mevatel the Peretzah to an extent that we can use it as an Eimid. It's true it's considered Kesasim Dami, but to consider it as an Eimid, to Mevatel the Peretzah next to it, the Chazanish disagrees with that as well. And it's a little riot to the sheet of the Chazanish from the Mishnah, because the Mishnah says that the reason why a pirtza that's under 10 amas is mutter neishike pesach. The Mishnah says the reason why we're matter that breach is not because we see it as if it's closed, as if it's awesome. Rather, it's a pesach. We see it as a doorway. And a doorway is not mevatla mechitza. But we don't necessarily see that it's as if it's awesome to be mevatla pirtza next to it. But nonetheless, although the Mishnah Berurah may agree that that is the svara, nerike pesach. However, could be in Svara, the Mishnah Berurah is of the opinion based on the Diyukim and Rashi that it cites him, the pirtza to an extent that we can use it for Eimin Rubal Aparetz as well. And it could be that the Avnei Nezer, that this Shaila between the Mishnah Berurah and the Chazanish is totally in the Shaila that Avnei Nezer declares in Arachayim Sim Tov Samachay. He brings the Shita Rabbein Yeruchim that Eimin Rubal Aparetz does not work to be mashed on the Shir Mechitza for a Sukkah. A Sukkah needs to be 7 Tvachim. If one has a wall that's 4 tvachim, ayimim rubal aparts will not be kosher. Similarly, in the height of the sukkah, ayimim rubal aparts will not suffice. And Avnei Nezer says, because ayimim rubal aparts and echanami can be suffice in the pirtza, but it's not mashlim the shir of zayin tvachim. That should be tali muskarishin in the machlagis of the Mishnah Berurah and the Chazanish. According to the Mishnah Berurah's understanding, that the ayimim can be battle the pirtza to an extent that we would consider it as ayimim to be battle a pirtza next to it, one can make a case that who had in Hilchasukka with the shir of zayin tvachim, that I'd be able to use the pirtza after it's awesome to be mashlim the shir. Mashain, according to the Chazanish, well, that ayimim rubal aparts, the pirtza doesn't bother us, it's like a pesach, but a bad that's not considered an ayimim, you cannot use it as a steamer to mevatel pirtza next to it, we'll be able to understand the Avnei Nezer who says that with the ayimim rubal aparts, the pirtza is not mashlim this year. Even according to the Chazanish's opinion that the pirtza is not considered an ayimim to be mevatel the pirtza next to it, however, if the pirtza is less than 3 tvachim, is mevur and after zayin amid beis, that with the halacha l'meshim sinei of loved, even the Chazanish will be meided that's considered a stima to mevatel the pirtza next to it. As well as a tzuras ha-pesach, if one's mechitza, one is saisim most of the rishus with a tzuras ha-pesach, the tzuras ha-pesach is considered mechitza gemura to mevatel the pirtza next to it, if the tzuras ha-pesach is longer than the pirtza next to it. As I is mevorn the biralachas in Mishin Samach Gimel and Sivva with the Ramaschul Tzarech and the Chazanish or Achaim Simen Ayin Sivkot Nechav Gimel. And that's not like the opinion of Avnei Nezer, who holds that in order to say Eimer Rubal Aparetz in an Eimed Gomer, Mashayin the Tzuras HaPesach doesn't suffice, or the Avnei Nezer's, nor Achayim Eish Pei Zayin, Sivkot Niyud Gimel. Although it's mavur in the Mishnah that if one has an ayman merubah al haparetz, and the mechitza, the kosher mechitza, the Gemara though says in the Avavim and Aleph that if let's say it's in the mechitza with cave-in at the corner, the Hainu in the northeast part of the mechitza, both the corner of the eastern wall and the northern wall would fall in, then even though that peretz is less than 10 amis, nonetheless we would not be able to be matter that rishus would even rubel apart. And the Gemara says, because pischa bekeren zovis lo yav diinshi. The chazanish and simen ayin beizay salaf is mesubik of that tzedereis the gipsol or the rabbanu the gipsol. But nonetheless, even if it would be aimed almost all the way to the very end, we would not be able to matter with the svar of pischa bekeren zovis lo yav diinshi. However, if one were to put up a tzuras ha-pesach there, then that would suffice. The Mishnah brings the sheet of the Prima Gadim, Simen Shin Samachal of Sifyud. Mishnah brings the sheet of the Prima Gadim. Now we don't have to be machmen a pirtz that's less than an amma. Even though pistol bekeren zos, we have the inshi, but if the pirtz is so small that it's less than an amma, we don't need to be machmer. He brings that the Rashma's mashma that it needs to be at least, in order not to pass, it would have to be less than four tvachim. Now, a fundamental shayla on the halacha pisul bekeren zovis liav diinshi is why is it necessary to make an ayim matir with ayim rubal aparetz going across? Why can't I say, for example, if let's say the eastern wall lost 2 feet and has 8 feet standing, why can't I say that let's extend the eastern wall another 2 feet and be matir that wall with ayim rubal aparetz? Because I'm not going to try to go and close it from the northern corner going into the eastern corner. Why can't I extend the mechitza on the eastern side another 2 feet with the heter of ayman rubal apart, and then do the same thing on the northern side, let the wall continue going straight if the ayman rubal apart, and then it'll meet at the corner after extending it? Then why do we have to view it as if the Pesach is going into the corner? Why can't we view it as if I have two different holes? I have a breach on the corner of the northern side and a breach of the corner of the eastern side. And on each wall I'll make matzah with Ayman Merubal Aparetz. So the Chazanish explains, in order to say Ayman Merubal Aparetz, Ayman has to be parallel, be able to meet the wall that's going towards. In order to be matir, you can't say Ayman Merubal Aparetz towards the Avir. It would have to be able to meet something in order to say Ayman Merubal Aparetz. And therefore, in the case where the wall fell in on the eastern side at the corner and the northern side, if you would say Ayman Merubal Aparetz, we would extend it, but it wouldn't meet anything. And in order to say Ayman Merubal Aparetz, it needs to meet a wall. Now, as Ayman Merubal Aparetz fills in the breach, if there's no wall on the other side for it to fill in, Ayman Merubal Aparetz cannot be matir that. This is an important halacha of the Chazanish, because according to the Chazanish, if let's say the one only has a breach on the eastern side, and the northern side, the wall goes to the very end, or one's putting up a pole for Tzuras HaPesach to be mashlim the northern side, he would have to make sure that the wall ends, even though the breach of the wall ends mechuvan, parallel to where the pole is on the northern side, in order that if you were to extend the eastern wall, it would bump into the pole of the Tzuras HaPesach. If it were to be off, you would not have the hat of Ayman Merubal Aparetz. However, I heard from Rabbi Shlomo Miller, and this in Kerelitz, it doesn't have to be exactly, as long as it's near Leinayim, you don't have to take a tape measure and extend it to make sure they hit it on the nail. As long as it's near Leinayim, as if we were to extend the wall, we would be able to meet the Tzuras HaPol, the Tzuras HaPesach, that would suffice in Matal Tzayim and Merubal Aparetz. Based on this Chazanish, the Chazanish himself speaks out that at any time one has a mechitza agula, dahino, that he has a circular enclosure, and there's any form of a pirtza, one would not be able to be matir that pirtza if it's less than ten amis. The reason why, because we would apply the same klal of pirtza bekerens, obviously have the inshi, because we would not be able to extend it with make two ayman merubal aparetz and extend it based on what we just said. Because if we would extend with an ayman merubal aparetz, it will not meet the other side of the wall, and therefore we'll never be able to enclose the pirtza. Therefore, that pirtza, if it's more than an amma according to the Prima Gadim, or more than four tvachim according to the Rashba, then that would pass up this enclosure. Mavur and Rashi in Lafyura Midbeis, the Maskal, the Yarchik, and the Ritva, that although one could be matter with an Ayman Merubal Aparetz, but there is an Adifus, it is better if one to make the pirtzes, the smaller the better. That even if one has an option to make two smaller pirtzes, one larger pirtza, it's better to make two smaller pirtzes than one larger pirtza. The Gemara, towards the end of the Sugand of Tezayin Amid Beis, the Gemara mentions that not only Ramatu Ayman Merubal Aparetz with the length of the walls, but who had been regarding the height of the walls also. We will take mat with Aymin Ruba al Aparats. However, the Gemara does say that we have a problem of mechitza taluya, that the mechitza will have to be within 3 tvachim of the ground. Otherwise, if the mechitza is more than 3 tvachim off the ground, then there will be a problem of mechitza shagadiyim baikimbay, that any time little animals could crawl underneath it, that mechitza would not be considered mechitza, which is gaida, which separates, which encloses the rishus from the outside, that mechitza would be possible.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.